life lesson that I learned from my son's lacrosse practice 2 days ago that we can all use in our life, but also an incredible parenting hack. So you're getting a 2-for-1 here today. So my son, first sport that he's playing is lacrosse. And as a side note, if you had asked me for 10 guesses of the first sport that he would ever play, I would have not guessed lacrosse. I didn't grow up playing lacrosse, no lacrosse background, but he had a friend in his class who was playing lacrosse. He saw him playing lacrosse and wanted to play lacrosse. Fine, he starts playing lacrosse. So for the first 3 or 4 weeks, he's very excited, you know, going to every practice, can't get enough of it. When we tell him it's lacrosse practice, he's like, okay, cool, great. We jump in the golf cart, we go to practice. But inevitably, or at least with other parents I've talked to, this seems to happen with kids. It's like the shine of it starts to wear off, and you get to that tipping point where they say, I don't want to go to practice today. And so that happened with us a couple weeks ago. He said, I don't want to go to practice today. And his grandma was in town, so we're like, okay, we'll let you miss one practice. Knowing it would probably be a slippery slope, which it was, and he didn't go to practice. And then the next time, I don't want to go to practice. And we're starting to say like, okay, well, you know, at this point, we're worried that like this is, we've spent this money on this lacrosse equipment. Also, like he's committed to this team. You know, we want him to stick out a season. And so this last time he said to me, I don't want to go to lacrosse practice. And I said, okay, well, you do not have to actually practice, but your team is relying on you. And you've committed to them, and we have spent the money on your lacrosse gear because you wanted to play. And so if you don't want to go to practice, if you don't want to practice, that is fine. But we have to go to practice. And this was important too, because the first time we said, hey, you have to go to practice. And so we drove and we went. There's a playground there. So we like, quote unquote, went to practice, but he just decided he wanted to play on the playground. And I was like, this isn't going to work. So this next time I said, you've got to go to practice, and because we paid the money for your lacrosse gear, you have to put on all your gear. And then if you don't want to practice, you can just sit there and you cannot practice, but we have to go be with your team and you have to put your gear on. And so sure enough, we get there and we go, and he's like, okay. And we get his gear on, and he's like, are people going to think it's weird that I'm sitting here with all my lacrosse gear on, but I'm not playing? I said, I don't know what they're going to think. He's like, well, if I'm here with all my gear on, I might as well go practice. Ding, ding, ding. And so it worked like a charm. And so the life lesson there is, one, it's a parenting hack. You know, just make them go and make them put their stuff on. And at that point, they're probably going to do it. But the lesson that I was taking away from that as an adult and as someone who sometimes doesn't want to do stuff, it's the old adage of like, if you don't want to go to the gym, just put your shoes on and walk out the door. Right? Because by the time you've started to do that, you're not going to put your shoes on, walk out the door, get in the car, go to the gym, and then not work out. By the time you're there, you're going to work out. And so just getting over that initial bout of apathy and getting motivated enough to just do the littlest possible thing to then get there is going to be a huge win. It's also going to work if you have a kid and you're trying to get them to do something that they say they don't want to do.